sight. Because what he's afraid of is they will think of him in terms of an earthly king and stir up the populace before Jesus' time has come, and they come and attack Jesus and kill him before his time has come because they think he's a political threat. And so he says, don't talk to people about me being the Messiah. But to this woman in Samaria, he said to her, I that speak unto you am he. Now what good did it do to talk to her? You know what happened? She went back into her city. She left her water pot right there. She was so excited about what she found. She ran back into the city and said, come and see somebody that told me everything I did. And she spreads this word. Why, it's just like my Sandy telling somebody about a shoe sale. Come where you can find shoes 50% off a half off. And she tells everybody about it. And the people come out from Samaria to where that water place is. In the meantime, the disciples have gotten there. And Jesus is sitting there around the well, and he talked about the bread that he had to eat. And did somebody bring bread to eat? No, I didn't. He's talking about the work he has to do for the Lord. And he sees what's going on inside that city and this multitude that's coming out. And he said, the fields are white to the harvest, and the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord will send for people to help make this harvest. And he stays there an extra day to preach to that city that is coming out to hear it. Who was the people, who was the person that got him out there? And I'm afraid I wouldn't even have talked to her because I'd have probably said, I'm wasting my time. Don't decide for somebody else what they'll do with the gospel. Go take the gospel to them and let them make that choice as well. I could go ahead and talk to others about others, but I want to come to one more. I'll not talk about Zacchaeus because I want to get you out of here before midnight. I can't raise the dead like Paul did Eutychus. Would you go on and preach to Saul?
You know the story. He had killed Stephen, and he's come all the way to Damascus to imprison more Christians and bring them back to Jerusalem for persecution. You remember that on the way, the Lord appeared to Saul in that bright light that he saw at midday and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Pretty hard for you to kick against the pricks, isn't it? You remember that vision that happened? Ananias didn't know about that. Ananias is there taking care of his business in the city of Damascus, and the Lord comes to him and says, Ananias, go down to the straight street and preach to Saul of Tarsus. You want me to go to Tarsus to Saul and talk? Lord, don't you know who he is? He's sort of a reluctant preacher, isn't he? Would you have gone to preach? Here's somebody that put a person to death for their faith in Christ. Would you have gone and risked your life and risked the lives of the Christians that you worship with to go preach to Saul? I can think of a few reasons not to go. God said go. And we didn't need to be the one making the decision for Saul of whether or not he'd obey the gospel. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We need to get out here outside this building and talk to our friends and neighbors about Jesus. And friends, we're running out of time. Not only because Jesus is coming back again. I'm not going to ask you to do this. But you who are members of this church, how many of your members are over 70? How many of them over 60? How many of them over 50? In 20 years, this church that has, what do we have, 60?
67.
67. I did this in our congregation, and I found we had about 30% of the church that was going to be here 20 years from now, given about a 75 or 80 death. You know who's paying the bill right now? Many times it's those older Christians that are here every time the doors open. They're not going to be here in 20 years. They're going to go to their eternal reward. And those of us that are left, if we're going to have a church that meets at Diamonds and in Decatur Township where I am, we better get busy now bringing our friends and our neighbors to hear this gospel invitation, or the doors of buildings like this are going to be closing all over America.